With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's job approval numbers are pulling in the red, correspondent George Williams reports.
On the low side, the results from APNORC.
New poll shows 36% of Americans approve of how he's handling his job as president.
The AP's Marcela Sanchez, on the other hand, four polls have President Trump's approval at 47%. With a Real Clear Politics average weighing out at 43.8%.
That is George Williams reporting. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said Friday his department is targeting businesses that people use to wire money to family members abroad as the administration ratchets up investigations into fraud within Minnesota's Somali community.
President Donald Trump has targeted the Somalian diaspora in Minnesota with immigration enforcement actions and has made a series of disparaging comments about the community. He said that the state is, quote, a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. The new action was prompted in part by a series of fraud cases, including a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future, accused of stealing pandemic aid meant for school meals. Bessent has pointed to a report by conservative news outlet City Journal, which claimed that taxpayer dollars from defrauded government programs flow to Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked militant group that controls parts of Somalia. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Justice Department is intensifying its efforts to uphold election integrity by ensuring accurate and current voter rolls in the states. Harmeet Dhillon is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights.
We really need to be able to compare the voter rolls. We need to be able to help these states. And the fact of life is that these secretaries of state are supposed to be doing this work themselves. Now, federal government has some resources they don't have, but in the past, the feds have either just not been interested in doing that or have charged a fairly high fees to states to run their data through the databases.
That's Harmeet Dhillon with the Justice Department, and this is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been studying religious concentration. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
There are 1.2 billion Hindus in the world, but 95% of them live in India. That's the latest analysis from Pew, which also reports that 85% of Jews on Earth reside in either Israel or the United States. Christians are much more widely spread, though you can find 51% of them concentrated in the U.S., Russia, Brazil, and parts of Africa. And where are most of the religiously unaffiliated people? China. 67% of them live there. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America are not the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to more than 18% in 2023. This is SRN News. Fighting is raging along the Thai-Cambodia border despite President Trump's claim of a ceasefire agreement. Thai officials say they didn't agree to the ceasefire. Cambodia has not commented. Here's a BBC's Jonathan Head on a very complex and developing story.
The Thai Prime Minister Anutin Chanwirakun said he'd explain to Mr. Trump why he could not agree to a ceasefire. Cambodia must show us first that it has withdrawn its forces and removed landmines, he said. The Thai military will continue its operations. Back in July, the US managed to broker a ceasefire by threatening to stop talks on tariffs. This time, it appears to have less leverage. With Thailand now entering an election campaign and the Cambodian leadership saying they must fight on to protect their country's sovereignty, neither side seems ready to pull back.
Thai yesterday carried out airstrikes. Cambodia responded with medium-range rockets. This is SRN News.